Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
I'm Goofy Goober!
Yeah! Woo!
You're a Goofy Goober!
Yeah! Woo! Now, you already know we had to put some Goofy Goobers because... Guess what, motherfuckers?
It's Gemini season.
No! It's fucking Gemini season. Run, the Geminis are coming. Protect your assholes.
I am fucking running.
She's like, but I'm also spreading.
She's like, she goes, need an extra nut today.
Meanwhile, she's spreading as she's running, waiting for her to poof right in. Swoops, there it is. But you know, guys, welcome back. It's the laughs for me. Welcome back for another week at the Astrologers.
Welcome back.
I know these bitches is dusty right now, but I'm very excited for this episode because that means my birthday's coming. Shaky vibe. Dirty 30. No, it comes with every heavy heart this week that we got some bad news. Guys, I don't know if you ever Googled them or you've seen the videos, but...
You've heard the clips in previous episodes.
Why the cock destroyers broke up?
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing, I'm shedding a tear. This is a heavy heart.
Hi guys. Please love your big tits. Do you know what we are? We're fucking cock destroyers, aren't we, babe?
Fucking destroyers.
Yeah, fucking cock destroyers. We love to just get your dick and fucking de-spunk them fucking balls. Do you know what? Rub these fucking balls in our mouths.
Yeah.
They would fucking teabag you.
Yo, when I saw that, I said, why? I was upset. But it brought up a really good topic.
I feel like we need to discuss this on the pod, you know, being the astrologer.
Like, this is a huge thing. Seeing how it doesn't matter where you are, what you do for a living, what your, like, stature is, you're making money, you're fucking making pennies. It is so easy to get dickmatized and root block you.
Let's explain to the peeps what goes on, why they kind of broke up.
We watched the video on YouTube. So basically, these two girls, they basically are two porn stars that went viral like a meme. And they have this very, like, it's cringy, but it's so funny. Like, we've spoken about them before.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're just wild and they blew up. And now they're becoming, like, this huge fucking thing. One of them goes and gets a boyfriend.
For 5 weeks.
A month ago. Mind you. And all of a sudden now, oh, I don't want you, you know, and they're in the midst of, like, doing a lot of production, a lot of movies. Oh, I don't want you being with other guys, which is fine, but, like, her, she's a porn star. Like, now, she's a cock destroyer. Like, whatever. Yeah. Her choice, she chose, but her friend was kind of like, hey, like, I'm looking out for you, I'm a little concerned, like, this is who you are, but you're trying to be someone that you're not, like, you know, blah, 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 whatever, and they kind of were going back and forth, and I think the friend saw that it was going to crumble. Like, she knew that it was over.
Mind you... The guy that she's with also is a porn star.
Low level, not like them, amateur, you know,
not on the level that's so...
A nobody.
And wait, he was like, oh, you can't fuck guys, but I could be in your porn. Basically trying to put himself on. Right. And her homie was like, what?
Right. Yeah. So she's not allowed to fuck other dudes, but he's allowed to fuck any other woman that he wants.
Mm-mm.
And the fact that... I'm sorry, but she even was like, okay, like, come on, girl.
She's like, oh, it's my choice. I'm like,
Was it your choice, though?
Like,
Who hypnotized you, girl? Because...
Zigmatized. And I think the other girl,
come on now.
I mean, I saw it on Twitter. It was all right. I was upset to hear that because I was like, they were just such a movement, a vibe. They were so big in the gay community. I just empowering, like, do whatever the fuck you want to do and don't think twice about what other people think.
Right.
Yep. Coke destroyers. I'm broken up.
But alas, it was the coke that destroyed the coke destroyers.
Why somebody tweeted, I'm more upset about this than my parents' divorce. I said, I felt like the Spice Girls broke
up. Call on Twitter to, like, just...
Oh, they pulled up. The whole Twitter community was going nuts when they found out.
The gay community? Forget it.
Well, I saw people like, oh, this is our group chat name. What are we going to call the chat now? So, you know.
The astrologers.
It's very unfortunate news. We need to talk about it. But just, bitch, if you got something going for you, I don't give a fuck. You got a boyfriend, you got a girlfriend, you got a goddamn camel. Do not sacrifice shit for yourself because not for the sake of somebody else.
Hell no.
If it was your choice on your own, fine. Good, great. But absolutely. For somebody else,
Big mistake.
Yeah. That's like saying we did this and 2 years all of a sudden we fucking blow up and one of us like, yeah, I can't do this anymore because I can't. Like,
I would hope one of us, if that happened to any of us, I would hope that the other two slapped the first person in the face.
Oh no, we're going to jump. We're fighting. Jump. That's bringing the flogger.
Oh yeah.
It's a wrap.
Hello, guys and girls. James get some fucking dick. I'm driving for dick. I wanna be that cum dump. I'm driving for dick. I want that sparkle on my face. I'm driving for dick. I wanna be that funky spunk. I'm driving for dick. I want that cum in my bum. Oh yeah.
All right, so you know, enough sadness. Let's get into some astrological events before, you know, dive into some Gemini slut butts. Yo, I know this is going to be weird. So, currently this week on the 21st, the Sun in Gemini will be squaring off with Jupiter in Pisces.
Pissed.
Watch your fucking ego. This is like a double-edged sword energy. You may feel a confidence boost, optimistic, and lucky. How you choose to express this is what can make or break you. Like I said, you're going to want to express yourself more, but be mindful and moderate. Self-discipline is essential right now. Mm-hmm. Have fun, but don't be going off the motherfucking rails. Also, on the 22nd, Mercury in Gemini is squaring off with fucking Pisces and Neptune again. It's the Gemini and Pisces fighting for me.
Hello.
Miscommunication is heightened because the way we are thinking gets distorted at this time. So remember, Gemini, Mercury is communicating. No. Exactly. Pisces can be rose-colored glasses.
It's the delusion for me. Fuck.
Think twice if you need to. Ask somebody twice if you don't feel like you're understanding what they're saying. At this time, rash thinking and acting out can lead to later regrets. So don't go off. Sit down. Relax. Read a book.
Take it easy.
Tickle your pickles. Multiple pickles.
All right. I'm not mad at that. Now it's time for some Gem slut buds.
They're whores. My planet's Mercury. My element is here. I'm such a free spirit that I don't fucking care. And that's why they're whores.
Now, I know that's right.
I think we all got one, maybe two, maybe even three. I don't know. There's a couple stories. So.
Couple of stories.
Who wants to take it away? Steph, you want to go first?
Of course.
Okay, give it to me.
So I have a story of a Gemini and an Aquarius.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm not mad at this.
Mm-hmm. So one of my very good Gemini friends, years ago, she was dating an Aquarius for at least 5 years.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay. It was dating.
Oh, yeah.
She got an Aquarius to lock in.
Right? A Gemini and Aquarius.
She got an Aquarius to lock in, and the Aquarius got the Gemini to lock in.
Real hot girl shit.
For that's 5 years.
Real air sign
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ.
That's quite some time.
Wow. That deserves an award, in my opinion.
So this Gemini, she worked in the nightlife industry.
Okay.
She
okay.
worked in nightlife for quite a few years.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
And for 5 of those years, like I mentioned earlier, she was dating an Aquarius. Mm. The last couple of months, though, it was getting a bit rocky.
Of course.
They went 3 months without having sex.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Three. When Gemini stopped fucking, they done.
Yeah,
done.
Three fucking long months mm-hmm. with no sex.
Oh, nah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So one night she was working, and I don't know what happened, but she cut her hand.
Oh, okay.
She cut her fingers, and to the point that she had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
So she had to leave her shift, and she had to go to the hospital.
Okay.
They gave her stitches. They told her, don't go to work for at least a week.
Ooh.
Being the Gemini that she is, she didn't listen.
Of course.
She went back to work less than a week later.
Oh, God.
And again, she was at work and her hand was like starting to get really swollen. The stitches, those they shits got... were coming loose.
Oh,
oh God.
And her
stitch of Frankenstein? Oh,
an aardvark?
Aardvark?
Oh. It's Gemini season. Anything can come out of my mouth today.
Automatopoeia.
So she's at work, she's using her hands a lot, she's back and forth all over the place trying to like serve people.
Oh.
She starts bleeding.
Oh.
So she's like, fuck, I'm gonna have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So she goes back to the hospital and they admit her. They told her if she didn't go to the hospital, the infection was like gonna start spreading.
Oh, Lord.
So she had to stay her ass in the hospital. So, of course, the Aquarius goes visit her, you know, checks on her, makes sure she's okay.
Oh, where's this going? Where's this going?
So she's at the hospital for a few days and the Aquarius goes visit her. And being that they were like, you know, a bit on the rocks, no sex, she was fucking frustrated.
He got
to her room at the hospital. They were like down the hall, further away from like
the nurses,
all the nurses,
yeah, okay.
all the doctors. So it was a bit private.
Okay, set the mood. Romance.
She was on the hospital bed and she was so fucking frustrated. She told the Aquarius, just fucking stick it in already.
Ooh.
Just stick it in.
in her little gown or whatever with her ass cheeks out.
She wanted it right then and there. But
with a swollen hand.
Yeah, no fucks. But the Aquarius was a bit on the shy end. He was kind of scared that someone, you know, a nurse was going to like peep in or like another, you know, patient, another patient next door was going to hear. But she was like, no, just stick it in. Like, she was so frustrated. And he stuck it in. And they were clapping for quite a while. And no one noticed.
You know what? I just got to say. Clap cheeks in a hospital. I said clap. And someone's going to fuck you in a hospital bed in the gown. Or it's going to be an Aquarius. Yeah. It's going to be an Aquarius.
He was a bit confused. He was a bit shy about it, but he was like,
want his dick? Okay.
She wasn't mad. She was happy.
She's like, finally. She didn't know I deep drip. She needed a cum shot to the mouth.
She said, I'm cured. Come on.
The infection gone. I got some dick. Oh, God. All right.
Hospital sex. I'm not mad at that.
Oh, I would be scared. I'd be like, I'm going to get quit.
I'm kind of intrigued.
Oh, Stephanie's like, I'm going to cut my hand.
And you're going to visit me.
Let's go.
Oh, Lord. All right. I can't. I don't know how to go from there.
I don't know how.
I think I can top that story.
You can top that?
I think I can. I think it's just in a weird alien type fashion. You know what I mean? People are weird out here, you know?
Weird
so,
in these streets, baby.
I have a Virgo friend. And, you know, in the gay world, like we know as our lovely Leo friend, mm-hmm. you know, when the time comes, you know, they want a bit of bam, bada boom, bada bam. He gets a Facebook message from this guy talking about, I know where you could put your lips.
Oh,
on his dick.
He said, all right, like, where you from? Meanwhile, he didn't know where he came from because
just
he's
random.
Like, random. He's like, where are you? And he was not from New York. He's like from another state. So he's like, yo, I want to see you. And he's like, oh, all right, like, whatever. They're messaging. The guy disappears. He comes back and he goes, yo, I got shot.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he goes, I got shot. Sends him a picture of his hard dick, but he got shot. He goes, I'm still, he's like, I could still come to you, though.
What was this guy's sign? You know what? I felt that. But it was like, I'm sexting you. I got shot. But I'm back. I'm okay. Let's do this.
Like, I'm sorry. You just got shot, my dude.
Like, where did he get shot?
I think in the foot.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wait.
He's like, just don't step on my foot, but suck my dick.
Wait, I have a text.
My bad. I ghosted you. I got shot.
But I'm good now. Let's fuck.
Get extra.
Look at my dick.
He goes, I got something that go perfect for them lips. Where you live? He's like, I'll drive. I'll come see you. And then he sent a message, unsent it, and he goes, I'm injured right now. And he goes, my friend goes, what the hell? I'm good. Like, I don't need this.
Virgo's like, no.
He goes, the guy's like, what you mean? Just because I got shot? Wow. Okay.
The Virgo's like, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God, yo.
You piece of trash.
Literally, and I didn't see it. I really bad with my text messages, so I saw a couple days later. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did the guy just tell you he got shot?
He's like, I'm injured. I'm good. You're gonna discriminate because I got shot.
Yeah, he's like, nah, you're gonna come after me. I got shot.
Piece of shit.
He's like, just because I got shot.
Like,
but okay.
Just like, oh, just because I'm allergic.
I'm sorry,
to berries,
but when
like...
I would assume that when someone gets shot, the last thing on your mind is to get your dick sucked.
Not a Gemini.
It's the healing. Exactly. Gemini in a hospital. Gemini getting shot. I think I might be able to top that, though.
Oh, God.
I got a real short one, but it's funny. It's a Gemini and a Pisces.
Ooh,
okay.
Now, the Pisces is holding her up by her ass, like fucking her. And he's spreading her ass cheeks. And he's fucking her real hard.
I know what's going on.
It ain't going down poopy road, baby. Okay. You know that. He was holding. He was spreading her ass cheeks so hard and fucking her so hard that he ripped her ass crack.
Shut up!
I'll never forget her text me going, he ripped my asshole. I said, what do you mean? Like, not her hole, but like the crack actually had a cut. She goes, I was scared to get the shits because I thought I was going to die of sepsis. She goes, I almost put Neosporin on my ass crack. He split her ass.
He split her cooch.
Not her cooch, her asshole. Not a gooch, her actual ass crack. Like above the asshole. Because he was pulling so hard.
My ass hurts just hearing that.
Can you imagine someone's clapping your cheek so hard they split it? right down the middle. Her ass is now healed and well. But every time they have sex and he picks her up, she's like, shitting. I don't think she ever told him, like, you actually split my ass
back. I would have PTSD. I'd be like, would you ever fucking grab my ass?
Like, don't ever touch my butt. Yeah, you cracked it like a walnut.
Oh, my God.
Now, I got another one from the same Gemini. Now, this isn't a slut butt, but it's a typical how Geminis, like, I'm sorry, y'all be in your bag and they don't even realize. She fucked this Sag, right? A one-nighter. He actually was a little bit on the bigger side. They compared whose tits was bigger. Turns out it was his or hers. I don't know. So a one-nighter, he became a little obsessed, so she kind of stopped talking to him. Now she found out years later, he was, like, in love with her from that one night. And she accidentally broke his heart and, like, destroyed him. And she's going on with her life and has no idea. Didn't even know he really liked her. She's just like, da-da-da-da. And he's like, yeah, you know you really fucked him up. She's like, off one night? She goes, what are you talking about? I said, tell me you're a Gemini without telling me you're a Gemini. You're out here breaking hearts and kicking names without even asking. Without even knowing.
I think I can top that story.
Yo, what the fuck is going on?
So
it's a Gemini for me.
It's about it. It involves a Gemini and a Sagittarius. Sagittarius do Gemini gyal.
Gyal.
So this Gemini gyal, it was studying to be an actress. So it was his birthday. It was a Sagittarius birthday.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
And he woke up to her dressed up like Jennifer Aniston. Blonde wig, blue eyes. And he woke up tied to the bed. And he woke up to what? Tied to the bed as in front, and she's dressed up as Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I wonder which Jen. Friends Jen? About Polly? Wait, what's that? Something about Polly Jen? Which Jen are we?
We're gonna find out.
Molly and me Jen?
Oh, God.
I'm
saying. So she, you know, fucks him, sucks him, does all this after round one. She went to the bathroom to get a towel, so he thought. Mm. She comes out as Britney Spears. Wait. In the schoolgirl outfit from Ooh, Hey Baby One More Time.
Ooh. Yeah.
They had sex to Britney Spears' music videos on the TV. While she's
like,
dressed,
you like my music video?
While she's dressed as Britney Spears.
That's ego for
then
me.
Untied him. She pretended to go leave and get a cigarette. She comes back dressed as herself, and she said, so it comes in, barges in, and says, you cheated on me with two blonde bimbos.
What?
She's like, because I knew you always liked blonde girls. Then proceeded to fuck him angrily. This is all happening in one morning, by the way. This is all one morning.
This bitch have a kitten caboodle in the fucking...
Pretended like he cheated on her with two blondies. Meanwhile, they were both her. Tell me you're a Gemini without telling me you're a Gemini with all the personalities out here.
You know what? It's a multiple personality for me.
And then fucked him like she would never see him again. And he said that was the roughest sex and the best morning that he's ever had in his life. And he said that because she was studying to be an actress, it she all felt completely all real yeah. because... He was like, wow,
damn,
just...
he done fucked Jennifer Aniston, Britney Spears, and his bitch
all the I'm not mad at that.
Honestly, that sounds like a great time. I would
it
love
does. Wild.
Imagine waking up, getting tied up by Jennifer Aniston. She leaves, comes back, Britney Spears walks in, you fuck her to her music
VIP, videos. What's going on?
Leaves, comes back. Oh my God, it's a roller coaster of emotions for me. This is the greatest
like
story.
Every single Gemini story has been wild.
Typical Gemini shit.
Typical Gemini shit. Hey,
real crackhead shit. Hey.
R.I.P. that pussy. Yay. Oh my God. I think we all were just topping each other left and right.
Like literally sloppy topping for Poppy. Now, just like we did with Aries and Taurus, we won't be talking about Gemini suns because you already have an idea how this gang gets down, or you try to understand those fucking Geminis. We will be diving into the astrological events during Gemini season, and let me fucking tell you, it is wild. It is such intense astrology and like
coaster.
Transform your motherfucking life.
Geminoff.
I'm so turned Geminoff.
Geminoff, Capricorn, Arsus. We're just renaming signs. Geminoff.
Tell me how you really feel, Steph.
Geminoff, Capricorn. I'm like, damn, bitch. These Tarsus was nice.
You know what?
Tarsus spelling error.
Go off, Gemini season. We see you. So buckle up, because we're about to get right into this shit. Like I said.
Buckle up!
Because we're about to get right into this shit. Like I said, we're going to be combing over all the events, so you'll know what energy to work with to aid you and what to avoid like the fucking plague.
Shit is getting real.
We also will be dunking a bitty y'all Gemini hater rumors and going over some traits of this fucking sign a bit more, because y'all love to hate us.
Mm-hmm.
But guess y'all probably got ghosted by a Gemini. We all have.
Yeah, you couldn't get fucked by one. What?
How you gonna hit rounds at the club? You can't even get in this pussy. You know? I always knew I was gonna do this for Scorpio and Gemini, because I feel like they're two signs that get the most heat. That I was like, I gotta do my gang. You know, Adam. No one's like, oh, fuck Taurus. They're like, fuck Gemini. They're like, let me see your titties though. I'm like, suck my dick. Suck my whole dick. Like I said, this is one of the more complex signs to understand, so I'm gonna give y'all a little cheat sheet as to how they operate. So if you try to fuck one, I got you.
Alrighty, y'all, let's get to it. Now we're entering the third sign of the wheel.
Wheels on the bus going, my ass. What?
What?
It's Gemini season. I don't know what's gonna come out of this mouth. Nothing. My apologies.
You have no idea what's coming out of these two Mercury and Gemini's mouths. Because that's it. We're off the rails. It's Gemini season. The energy is black day.
We're like, fuck this. Pickle my pickle.
Double me, swallow
pickle.
Me.
Pickle Rick.
Aries was about action. Tarsus was about determination. And the Geminis are coming to tickle the pickles of the mental realm. It's time to tap into that brain power and embrace your inner childlike wonder. Gemini season this year is bringing so many fucking astrological shifts. It's fucking crazy.
Wild.
Think life-changing energy. That is if that ass is ready to tap in, though. Like, literally, the season is rolling up and slapping its cosmic zick on the table.
Hello? The universe just shot its load.
Gemini season starts eclipse season, bitch.
Like. Oh, God. Anyways, enough talk. Let's get into some major events happening during the season that you should watch out for. Good or bad. Either way, buckle the fuck up, hewers. Okay, it's about to get weird out here.
Let's go. I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
I'm terrified.
Can we just pause? Can we just take a pause and stay in talk season?
No, let's go. It's time to grow. We turn in threes.
Now, on May 20th, the sun officially enters Gemini.
Whee!
Yay!
Blech.
She was allowed three this episode. That's one. We're gonna count. That was one.
The sun is leaving down to Earth Tarsus and enters the realm of the social butterfly Gemini. This mutable air sign is fucking chatty, curious, loves taking in new information.
Ooh-hoo.
So this season is a great time to get social, explore things you've been wanting to,
okay,
especially intellectual pursuits.
Get that brain hot.
Fucking go for it.
Yes, Lord.
We will also be processing everything at a super high speed and be aided in multitasking. Our last season was all about getting down and getting in touch, but Gemini season is coming to shake shit up and give us the fire to spark new ideas and embrace the world around us with fresh and flighty eyes. Keywords, action, movement, and fast-paced energy. What can you expect during this season?
Trash.
Eat my ass.
Bend over.
Eat my ass. Woo! After I run in the summer. In a heat wave, baby.
I'm sure there'll be tons of those this year, so.
Learning how to discern and focus on balancing the heart and the mind. Also, that calling of the soul. The winds are bringing in change, so let's fucking roll with it.
Now, on May 22nd, Saturn goes retrograde in Aquarius. Oh, for fuck's sake. Here we go.
Oh,
Mario.
Me.
Now, this will be lasting till early October.
Oof.
Daddy Saturn is ready to shake your shit up.
Nah, I'm good.
During the Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, we might feel a bit shaken up. As you know, Saturn is discipline and structure, and Aquarius is about stirring the pot and going against the grain. This retrograde will test you in all the work you've done since a grand conjunction back on December 21st, 2020.
Oh, Lord.
Back in my day. On the downside, it might be difficult to stick to plan, and this might add a bit of distrust in your relationships because we may feel ourselves moving or others moving from a bit more of a judgmental place. On the plus side, use this time to review and revise. Try to keep the patience when moving from a place of deep introspection. I like to say, use this time to kind of look at how you get to work, how you get your shit done. Use the shakeup of Daddy Saturn to realize what's got to go and what's got to get done. If you feel a bit stuck, don't worry. During this time, this is normal. Have patience with yourself. Saturn is about to serve us the motherfucking business, teach you the importance of responsibility and how to work towards long-term success in many areas of your life. Do not be resistant to change. Keywords.
And that's the first retrograde out of three.
Oh, cool.
That we're having during Gemini season.
Yeah, Gemini season said, you guys are in a crisis, we're coming to make it worse.
Who are you going to call? Not the Cog Destroyers.
The Geminis! Now the next one kicks off eclipse season, motherfuckers.
Boy.
I feel like fucking something and crying.
On May 26th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. You know, eclipse season's beginning, baby. Now, this is powerful as fuck. Not the best time to start something new, though. Full moons drum up a lot of emotions, so think of this as double time.
Hammer time.
Da-na-na, da-na, da-na. Can't touch this.
About to get touched.
Hello? But like that. Eclipses bring sudden shocks and revelations, so this event is likely to inspire a total sense of new direction and purpose for all. Embrace the energy of Sagittarius and Gemini when working with this full moon to open up the cycle for a new zest for life. This will bring some major needed challenges to aid us in expanding. Think of it like this. When we release, we are opening the door to welcome new things in. This is a powerful time to connect with yourself.
Let it go. Let it go. Gemini season is time to pop your pussy and home.
Remix. Tie up those loose ends and figure out what you can do to get cracking on some important but unfinished projects in your life. Happy full moon, who is?
Now, moving on from the full moon, on the 29th of May,
no.
Mercury goes retrograde in Gemini.
No! Fuck!
Now, this occurs right in the midst of our eclipse. So trust and believe that this might be a bit of a brutal Mercury retrograde. Also, there will be some action with Saturn and Uranus during this time, adding a bit of extra fucking drama.
My stomach hurts, am I a Virgo?
Some action with Uranus.
Ooh.
I meant that, though. I kind of am. I'm scared.
So, expect ending, beginnings, and major turning points in our stories to occur.
Okay.
This retrograde is happening in Mercury's home sign, so there will be a need to adjust to numerous challenges. Stay flexible during this time in true Gem fashion. It'll fucking save your ass.
Ooh.
Save it.
Remember to remain open to different viewpoints and looking at things from all aspects. Lose a tunnel vision or you'll go fucking mad.
Oh, God.
And as usual, expect misinformation to happen, mixed signals.
Oh, God.
Be careful when connecting with others, as since it's happening in Gemini, during Gemini season, some things can be taken out of context or misunderstood. Double check your shit and watch your fucking mouth.
But I always say this, regardless, I know, especially during retrograde, but always look at other people's point of views.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes we just don't, you know...
You get like tunnel vision. You get tunnel vision. You're not thinking.
Yeah, you're just thinking about your own view and not the other. So really try to step into other people's shoes once in a while, but especially during retrograde, because miscommunication gets deep.
And leave earlier for work. Expect travel delays. It's traffic.
On June 2nd, Venus. Oh, God.
Wait, it's June. That's my month. Okay, continue. Bye.
But.
Hater.
On June 2nd, Venus enters Cancer. I think we could all say this all at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Blah!
Blah!
Oh, baby. I was the nice one. You never knew I was the enemy. I betrayed y'all. You guys are just mad because it's leaving yours. So you're like,
Right.
And the next sentence is why.
Uh-huh. We're going from hoe mode to home mode.
Oh. Aww.
Oh, we're going from Cock Destroyer, rest in peace, to Betty Crocker.
We're going from cock to cuddles.
Cock to cuddles.
Venus in Cancer is a bit more of a private, empathic, and sentimental Venus energy. In the realms of love, things might get a bit intense, so just be mindful. We may feel the need when connecting with others to be more protective and almost a cozy, homely vibe. Mm. The need to express emotions may stir up, but also get out of hand, so be careful. Some may be prone of getting too lost and almost coming off a bit over-expressive or explosive.
Oh, God.
Yee! Mm. This is super powerful for love and deeper connections. Also, a great time for self-love. Treat yourself, baby. In the realms of finances, the more love and passion you instill in your projects, the more growth you will see. Let your heart guide you.
Listen to your heart.
Water the seeds.
She's like, water.
Like watering a plant with love. When you put love and affection into watering
a plant. You tend the garden with love.
Yeah, you tend the garden with love. Let it grow. Let it grow.
Now, on the 10th of June, there is going to be a new moon solar eclipse in Gemini.
Ooh.
Now, this is following up with eclipse season, which is going to be continuing. But this one is solar. So just be mindful also because Mercury is still in Gatorade. Some people have different opinions with new moons during solar eclipses. Some of them are like, don't manifest, don't set intention, don't do that, don't do that. Just because the energy is so volatile, like, you can end up getting your intention, but it can come in, like, a weird way, a different way. So just be mindful. A lot of people say don't overstep and get too crazy. Like, maybe set a baby intention or, like, things that you want to instill. But I wouldn't go, like, super hard with, like, setting them because, like, the energy is just very erratic. So, like I said, just be mindful. Now, this astrological event will be bringing an extra boost, making it an opportune time to begin thinking about new things you want to bring in. In true new moon fashion, like I said, you can set some intentions because it is heightened, but just be mindful. This is the perfect time for you on a personal, maybe smaller level to get into some new things, make some connections. You know, you've been wanting to do something, maybe start looking into how to do it instead of just jumping into it. Like I said, some people love this, some people don't, so just do what feels right for you. Also, since it's in Gem and it's a solar, just be mindful with your words. Gemini tends to word vomit, and words are alchemy, so watch your shit. A lot of Gemini seasons, watch them out. Watch them out, think,
watch
process.
Out.
Yep. Don't just speak, thinky, thinky.
Watch your words.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Mm-hmm. And after the new moon, on the 11th, Mars enters Leo.
Why Mars gonna be in my sign for my birthday?
Ooh. Rare. In the realm of expression, action, and energy, it's about to get fucking spicy for the next 6 weeks. Expect passion, drama, and confidence to sweep the collective. It's going to get real entertaining out here. Mm. You might feel the need to get more active and express yourself in more colorful ways. When Mars is in Leo, we are encouraged not to just notice the positive things, but to actually make time for more happiness and excitement in life.
Aww.
Great time to follow your heart. Leo rules this, and the passion is rewarded during this time. Get creative. Just be mindful of possibly being a little cocky and showy.
Slap your dick.
Yes, we want attention and to be admired, but don't lose sight of actually getting the work done so that the credit is due, not just because you want it. You might feel a little dramatic, which can go either way.
Ooh.
Have fun with it, but don't be a fucking dick.
That's right. Mm.
During this transit, it's a time to reflect what ego means to you and the role it plays in your life.
I'm going to be wilding out on my birthday. Mars going to be in Leo. The sun going to be in Gemini. Mercury's going to be in Gemini. I'm going to be like,
And last but not least, y'all in a crisis.
They're not Gemini on the way.
Gemini season said, I don't give a fuck. Another one.
Said, so you going to grow, baby.
You
gonna cry though.
On June 20th, Jupiter goes retrograde in Pisces. Now this will be lasting 4 months. And now, as you know, Jupiter rules luck, expansion, gratitude, and hope. So this planet is about a broader purpose and possibility. So what will this retrograde energy bring? Since it's in Pisces, we're about to be dazed and confused.
Yay, I love that for
it's
us.
The delusion of Pisces.
But that's
Pisces.
Also the day that Cancer season starts. So don't blame us on the yum-yums, okay? It's not that you can't. Cancer came in and said, let's get Stupid.
Oh, God. At the beginning of the retrograde, since it will be in Pisces, we may be feeling a bit hazy and maybe even overly optimistic about opportunities or people that aren't exactly as we perceive to be.
Okay, rose-colored glasses. I'll show you.
Delusion. All right. Once it moves back into Aquarius, we will gain a bit more clarity, but it might not be what we hoped for. We may see a spike in political disagreements at this time and feel drawn to a cause, but still unsure of how to create the real change. This retrograde can bring change to one's life, but not as much luck as Jupiter normally bestows. It's important to listen to your intuition and find your way again. I feel like the tone of this retrograde is more so giving an emphasis on inner awareness and inner growth. It's a time to get in touch with personal integrity. I also feel like this is more of a spiritual and philosophical retrograde on a collective level. It's time to circle back to what philosophies you used before and possibly left behind. One day at a time, baby, we got this.
Fuckers.
We got this, fuckers.
I told y'all, bitches, Gemini season was not fucking playing this year.
No!
Gemini season was not playing. It said, oh, you want to sit down. It's the chaotic energy. And I'm excited.
I love how Mercury goes into retrograde and it's like, yeah, you know, a little miscommunication, relationships, whatever. And then Venus goes into Cancer and it's like, yeah, there's going to be a lot of love. So what's going on?
You're going to be toxic.
What's the deal?
It's the toxicity for me. It's going to be that toxic love. I love to hate you, but I hate to love you, but I'm still fucking you.
Now, some crystals to keep in mind for Gemini season.
This will help you. How to save a life.
Aquamarine. Ooh. To help soothe the overreacting mind chatter and overcome fears holding one back.
Okay. Blue quartz, which brings peace and tranquility to communications and connecting with others.
Citrine, boosting motivation, self-confidence, and positivity, baby. I don't know why I said it like that, but it felt right.
Moonstone helps you connect to your softer side and soothe and balance emotions, helping you tune into intuition and reach higher perception.
And finally,
tiger's dick. No, I'm kidding.
Tiger's eye.
Zick.
Bestowing balance in the realm of opposites helps with determination and perseverance, aiding you in finishing tasks.
Love that. Now listen, motherfuckers. I'm kidding.
Listen, fuckers.
We're going to debunk some Gemini rumors. Now, I feel like we need to add this into the pod because just like Gemini and Scorpio, it's a misunderstood sign and it tends to get a lot of shit from the rest of you fuckers. So let's dive into this sign a little bit more with the help of a gem and my Tarsus's. We're going to get you a little tea. Okay.
All right. So the first question we got is, are all Geminis two-faced? No. They're three-faced. No.
Actually, they have endless faces.
Endless faces. It's like a circle. They got so many faces.
All eyes on me. I know I keep breaking into song. Mercury's in Gemini, you can tell.
No, you dumb fucks.
You can tell I got a little, because I hate that. Everyone's like, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you, five? Like, hey. Now that, like, Spicy, the other twin comes out, I'm like, you have no intelligence. It's bothering me.
The other twin pops. She got fucking.
No, it's like, I'm like the bitch from American Horror Story with the two heads. I'm Dot. Oh, God. What the fuck was the other one's name? Dot and what? Shit.
Listen, they do possess a duality within them, but I find this falls more on the scale of sometimes we are extroverted and sometimes we are introverted, which can confuse people a bit because we tend to switch up and it's a bit extreme. They either won't shut the fuck up or they want to be left the fuck alone. I feel this on a very personal level with my
You have
Gemini
a Gemini stellium, so you have a lot of gem too.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's true. I'll make a plan on the day. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to go. I'm not going. I don't want to do it. Sorry. That's why we're
doing. Goodbye.
Bye. Now for our next one. Geminis are unemotional and are fuckboys?
Yep.
How bizarre.
I mean, maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. Listen, yes, Geminis do have emotions, but will they pour it on thick? No, you gotta earn it. A Gemini will only tell you and show you exactly what they feel comfortable with and want you to know. There's no forcing it out of them, so either be patient or goodbye.
I have to attest to this. I have a cousin who also, you know, Gemini sun.
Virgo moon.
And I remember he told me last year we were hanging out and he was talking to a Tarsus. Mm-hmm. And he was talking to me and he told me, he goes, if you engage me mentally, he's like, then you get my buy-in. He mm-hmm. goes, but other than that, He's like, I could, you know, basically he could have sex with this person.
And not connect at all.
And not connect at all.
They just compartmentalize. Yep. Boop, boop. You're here, you're there. Yep. And that's where you stand. That's it, baby. Moral of the story. A Gemini is either into it or they aren't. This isn't something you can force or pull out. They'll bounce up fast. Your ass will be spinning without blinking twice. I find chances are when someone hates a Gemini, y'all got dusted. Or you couldn't get one. I'm sorry. I'm getting real personal because y'all, even y'all shit on me every day. I'm like, no. I'm a nice person. I just want to build a cake full of rainbows and butterflies. Just kidding.
She didn't even go here.
Sorry, on behalf of the gang, you know how to get a little hot. But for those of you who do have a Gemini close to you, may it be a friend or a lover, you know you love them and they are great. They just have to click in. Like,
yep.
Wait, have either of you ever been with a Gemini?
I dated a Gemini briefly. Mm-hmm. And that, so here's the story. I'm gonna give you a little backstory. I was 18 years old. Tins had just come out. You know,
young Nick.
Young Nick in the game.
With her Stelly, like, hey, let me get on his Tinder app real quick.
I come back. I was in college in Arizona. I came back to New York. I matched with this guy who's in Connecticut. So basically, we ended up being Snapchat buddies for 6 years. We never met. We would only talk on Snapchat.
Typical Gemini, I'll talk to you, but I'm not going to hang out with you.
Never totally fine, but I was the same way. Gemini, Stelly, you know, whatever. And he was a very religious dude, very, you know, in his faith, which is fine. I don't judge you for whatever you want to do, you know. We're gonna find out what happened in the future, but we never met, but it was kind of funny. Like, he would randomly, like, message me and be like, have a great day. I love you. I'm like, what? Like, I'm sorry. What?
Where the fuck you been?
But I had a boyfriend at the time, and he had a girlfriend, and he's like, I love you. Have a great day. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, we're just Snapchat friends. Like, what the fuck?
But you're like, love you too. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks, buddy. And so I had a boyfriend a couple years back. We broke up, and around the same time that I broke up with my boyfriend, he actually had a breakup with his girlfriend. So he had messaged me. And he told me, and I was like, oh, same here, you know, whatever. We decided to meet up. So we were talking, we were FaceTiming a lot more, we were talking, chatting, texting more, whatever. We decided to meet up in the city. Everything was chill. I'm like, wow, like, this is great, like, cool, you know, whatever. Again, like I said, he was in his faith. He was very, very, you know, he was a born-again Christian.
Okay.
And he was a rapper. He was a Christian rapper.
Oh, Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my dick. What? Okay.
And he had told me before we met, he was like, I'm celibate. I will not have sex until marriage. But he actually, it's not like he wasn't having sex before. Mm. When he became born again Christian, then he stopped.
He took a vow.
He took a vow to the Lord and Savior. But did he though? Because we would meet up.
Because
we would not have sex, but it was mostly like oral.
Oh.
Like, it was just oral transactions. In the words of...
Oral sex!
In the words of a specific Braxton sister.
Oral transaction.
I gave him an oral transaction, and vice versa. And I remember we were sleeping, and at 3 a.m, I went to, like, move in my sleep, and the dude shoved me down the bed and orally transactionally shoved it in my mouth.
Oh.
And I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh. What? It's a Gemini being half-ass celibate for me.
And, oh, and another thing, before we met, I told him that I was a witch. You know what I mean? Practicing in astrology.
He said,
And dude freaked the fuck out. He's like, you're a Wicca. Like, he freaked out. God, I was like, bro, chill. Like, I'm a Catholic, but, like, you know, I have my practices, like, whatever. And he did not like that, but he still continued to talk to me.
He still gave you an oral transaction.
Yeah, still orally transactionally shoved it in my mouth, but whatever. Ooh, let me not. So then,
She was like, get it out. She went,
So yeah, but he was funny. He, like, he felt some type of connection, but the dude stressed me the fuck out. Like,
what was his moon?
So I had asked him because he also had talked to a girl previously before me a couple years back. And I told him, I said, I want to do a birth chart. And he was like, no. He like freaked out. I was like, but can you just tell me your moon? He goes, Taurus. So we were complete opposites. I've never met a man the complete opposite of me.
Yeah.
In everything. In everything.
I wish we could have saw the rest of the chart.
Me too.
I'm going to have to do it illegally. True people search. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. So yeah. So imagine me, Taurus sun. Gemini moon, and then you have this motherfucker, Gemini sun, but and a Taurus moon, but, which also is funny because a lot of my exes are all Taurus moons.
So I clearly,
I'm good.
I love my own sign enough that I'll deal with the Taurus moon. But yeah, it was.
It was no das.
It was no das. It was horrible. It was horrible. That was pretty much the only time I've ever talked to a Gemini.
He wasn't a Gemini. I don't claim him. I don't claim him in these streets.
We don't claim him.
I don't claim him in these streets. Gone. Basura.
And it was funny. I was telling Angel and Steph the other day, he actually had texted me a couple weeks
back. Oh my God, this is so funny.
And now we hadn't talked around my birthday last year. We stopped talking because he didn't wish me my birthday and I got really ticked. And he like went to he's like a weird ass dude. He like went to Virginia to shoot a music video in the hometown where his ex-girlfriend lived in. And the song was about her. And he went all the way to Virginia to fucking shoot the video. Weird. It's weird as hell. On my birthday. So I'm like,
I'm in your city.
Yeah. And then he's sending me videos of him crying, like, on Snapchat. It's like, he's so weird.
Nah, he's not God. A Gemini.
You dodged a bullet with that one.
I sure did.
What was what he asked you, though?
So then he texted me a couple weeks back, and he was like, hey, I hope you're doing all right. Like, whatever, whatever. And I was like, listen, bruh, like, live your life.
Nope.
And he said, please forgive me. And I was like, listen, every time you say this thing to me, it's because you are looking for, like, reassurance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, your past is healed or your past is saved or whatever.
Make himself feel better.
Make himself feel better. And I was like, nah, because I found out he had a girlfriend. Oh, we went to the waterfalls last year. I'm sorry. I'm going all over the place with this story. But
this is Gemini Mercury.
Gemini Mercury. I'm sorry. But he almost tried to meet up
with
us.
Yeah, we went to a waterfall 3 hours away, and the same day he got there right when we left.
Right. Stalking much? No, I'm joking.
We were like, what?
Hello? And he got so ticked that he couldn't see me talking about, oh, I wish you gave me an oral transaction in the woods. I said, oh, you're fucking lying. I would never.
Maybe.
That was long gone and over. I ain't talking to your stupid ass. V's up for Jesus Christ. How about that?
V's down. Give me double dick.
So anyway, so a couple weeks back, he was messaging me, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he messaged me and he goes, I see that you're into astrology. Because I saw that he used to peep my page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for the past year, he was stalking my page. He'd look at my stories here and there. And he had a girlfriend. So I was just like, whatever. I just let it be. I didn't want to touch that.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. I'm not, you know, once I move forward, I'm not going back to you.
Exactly.
It's done. What's done is done. Bye. I'm done. So he said, basically, he texted me and he goes, seeing you've been into astrology a lot, hope whatever I did wasn't a reason for that.
Oh, bye, fucker.
But he goes, hurt people. I literally ripped him a new asshole. And I was like, actually, you knew this, that I actually was obsessed with astrology way before I even met you.
Oh, my God.
In person. And I said, you're not the cause and reason of why. He thinks that I'm, doing the devil's work.
We're going to hex him.
I mean, I am doing the devil's work, but that's none of your business.
Trash.
Hello?
Hello?
Baby, that's scary.
Satan is my uncle. No, I'm joking. Hello? Maybe he's not. I'm not joking. I don't know. I'm going to hex you. But yeah.
Maybe that's scary.
But yeah, that's the only Gemini I think I've talked to. Then there's another Gemini that I briefly, again, we were, I met him on Tinder. We never met. We were Snapchat buddies. And yeah. He's really funny. He, during quarantine, I had asked him for his birth chart, and he's like, how about I take you on a date before I give you, my whole life?
Oh, God.
He's like, witch. but he was into me being a witch and stuff, and he's like, beautiful witch you. Like, he's like, oh, let me just at least take you out first. And
before you see that my chart is demonic and you block me.
He's like, before you run my chart and ruin my life, let me at least take you out. But that was funny, but we still never met, and that was that. So
yeah, typical Gem. I'm like, yeah, we'll meet up. Never
no, but the only problem with that is that he was in Brooklyn, and that, He would not make the effort to come to me.
Yeah, he wanted you to come there.
He was immediate about, he'd be like, even when we were making a plan, he goes, so when you coming to Brooklyn? Like, it was never like,
come to me!
Right, come to
the
me.
Fuck?
Yeah, no.
So that kind of turned me off. It's the ick for me. So I didn't even bother.
Icky.
Meanwhile, I would go to Brooklyn all the time during the summertime last year, and I never once told him.
He was a bird.
Never once. So,
it should be on Snapchat, hashtag and Williamsburg. He's a bird.
But yeah, those are my experiences with a Gemini. Geminis. V's up for that. Tell me about some Geminis you
I don't have any experiences with Gemini,
oh, actually.
She just has Gemini friends.
Yeah.
I think, Angel, you're my only Gemini friend.
Well, that's fortunate.
but in a good way.
Like, no, I know. It's me.
I have a lot of Gemini friends. I get along with them, very well, surprisingly.
Even though she bullies us. She's like, yeah. I'm like, shut up.
It's the bull.
in bully gang. No kidding. It's the bull and the bulls for me. I have actually had, to my knowledge, 3 Geminis. One I actually dated for about over a year. However, he was also a Gemini with a Taurus moon, was the most and a Virgo rising, I found a chart.
Oh, good.
The most un-Gemini in the world. Quiet, withdrawn, very like, me. But like super loud appearance, like, you know, like really, alternative wise.
Well,
wore all black, a lot of tattoos, like, you know, okay, back in the day, you know, I had my little emo boys or whatever. And he was the most un-Gemini ever. Relationship didn't work out, whatever. I had entanglements with 2 other Geminis, both very brief, like hung out like once or twice, just hooked up, whatever. One was a dick. We ended up ghosting each other. And then the other one was a Gemini with a water moon. And that got weird. I think he might have been seeing someone at the time, because I'll never forget. The last exchange we had when we spoke was he invited me to go somewhere and then ghosted me. And I'm the type where I'm not going to keep, like, so, like, right, we spoke a few times after that, but I was just kind of like, whatever, like, how do you hit someone up asking them to hang out? And then I'm like, okay, what time do you want me to come? And he didn't answer. I was like, okay, I'm going to go out. Bye. Like, but that was the only encounter. And I was like, yeah, Gemini men don't really, Gemini women, chef's kiss, ratatouille on that pussy. Gemini men, I don't know.
They're, I plead the 5th. They're holding the braid.
They look toxic. But I'm toxic too, so I'm like, okay, you don't want me, you're going to text me, then I'll text me. I'm not going to text you ever again. Bye. Like,
I'm still not a certified astrologer because I'm just missing Leo and Gemini, but I think I'm good. I don't know if I want to.
No, you got to be. Usually whenever I've gotten with one, except for the one I dated, it was very spur of the moment. Like, it just happened. There was no planning. And I feel like that is a lot of Gemini energy where, okay, we're here, we're there, boom. But it's like, don't expect, like, unless they're bought in and you're, like, really with them to have a big follow-up. Because Geminis is wild. It's okay. I'm a crackhead, Ace.
I'm a crackhead. Time for the best part of the episode. There's some poles in this house.
So the first one we have is, what do you love about Geminis? Y'all are pissing me the fuck off right now, except Angel, but mine, middle finger, from an Aquarius. Love them, from another Aquarius.
An Aries said, some that I know are a little two-faced, but not you, Angel.
Bye, wow, fucking, no, I love you.
It's the defense for everybody, for Angel, for me.
I know, it's so cute.
It's the love for Angel, for me. Everyone's like, for the Geminis, but we love Angel.
But then y'all really hate Geminis, though? I don't think so.
Then we got a Sag that said, love, 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 but when we fight, hate, hate, hate.
I don't blame you.
We got a Gemini that said, love them motherfuckers.
You know, I'm not fucking lying.
And I'm not Geminis in this room right now.
We had a Sag say, I like them.
All right.
we had a Pisces say, I can stand a Gemini for only 5 hours at a time. Afterwards, I need 3 business days to recharge.
I'm not lying. We had an Aqua say, love them.
And then we had another person say, meh. But I have so many of them in my life. Next question we got was, have you slept with a Gemini? How was it? So we got an Aquarius that said, eh, it could be both.
Okay.
We got an Aries that said, eh.
I know y'all fucking lying.
Wow, what's going on here?
We had a Sag say, not gonna lie, it's bomb.
Okay.
We had a Gemini say, 3 gems, yikes.
I mean, it was good. I ain't complaining at all. I was like, but I was hornier than all of them. So I blame my Leo.
We had a Pisces say, I've had some of the best sex and the worst sex with a Gemini. The same Gemini!
It's a duality, though. I was going to say, I feel like they're either going to perform like a motherfucker or they're like, eh, I'm a little tired.
Well, I can't do that. Either you perform all the time well.
I mean, I this Gem zone, I don't know.
If I'm performing for you, I want a performance right back. Hello?
We had an Aquarius say, yeah, the sex was good, but he was too scared to be wild with me.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he had a Taurus moon, too. Or a Taurus rising in a Sag moon. I forgot.
Oh,
we had somebody else say, amazing. With a little hot emoji.
Oof. For our next poll we got, what's one thing you love about Gemini?
Everything.
Nothing.
That was our third one. She doesn't get any more.
She really spaced it out, actually.
Yeah, she did. She did good. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, she held the tongue.
She held the composure.
She goes, wait till the episode's over.
I'm like,
We had an Aquarius say, their vibe, always like fucking sunshine. We had a Sag say, I love how crazy they can be, never boring, and their passion for life.
We had an Aquarius say, they talk.
A lot.
We had a Sagittarius say, I love how crazy and all over the place they are.
We had a Scorpio say, excellent conversationalist.
I don't think I've ever had a boring conversation with a Gem Gem. Mm, that's very true.
We had a fellow Gem Gem queen say, I love our silliness and our versatility. That's right, baby. Mm-hmm.
We had a Pisces say, if you're tired of talking, you could just let a Gemini monologue for hours. They probably won't even notice that. Honestly, that honestly hit real hard for me. Because I could really just chat it up.
Yeah, and they'll just be sitting there like belagged out. And Steph's like belagged out.
You know what's so funny? I saw this meme on Instagram and it was like, you'll say like, you know how I'll be like long story short, but then I'll just say the whole story.
Oh, me too. I'm like, I'm going to make this a long, a short memo. Next thing you know, it's 30 minutes long. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck. Well, buckle up. Long story short, I'm going to tell you the whole thing, including how my coffee tasted this morning. The whole thing. When Aquarius say everything about them and the Gemini say everything, baby.
Everything, baby.
And you two whores didn't even answer. Oh, no. On your own damn podcast poll.
I mean, we had a Taurus say, eh. No, I'm kidding.
May I?
It don't count. Y'all didn't write in.
Then we asked you, what's one thing you hate about Geminis? We had an Aqua say, their indecisiveness. Mm. We had a Sagittarius say, just one? Question mark? Psych! The way we fight. Oof. It's intense.
We had an Aquarius say, how quickly they change their minds. We had a Scorpio say, if they don't learn to master their duality, they come off as two-faced and flaky.
We had a Gemini say, I am a Gemini female. I love other Gemini women, but Gemini men ain't shit, honey. I think the same thing.
Trash!
We had another Gemini say, nothing, they're perfect.
We had a Pisces say, they will monologue for hours. I thought she said that was a good thing,
well,
girl.
When she's in the mood, honey. She was in the mood now.
We had an Aquarius say, their back and forth indecisiveness. Make up your mind. Which is it? You're right, you're wrong.
No? We had a Gemini say, everything when they got a penis.
No cap. No cap.
Period. Queen.
We had an Aries say, two-faced Ooh. And flaky.
We just debunked that myth.
We did. We despunked that fucking myth. Another one was, have you ever been personally victimized by a Gemini? We had a Gemini say, a Gemini man made me feel self-conscious about my body after I fucked him.
Oh,
fuck
nah.
those guys.
That's what I'm saying.
A Pisces said, a Gemini friends with benefits gave me the yelling of my life because I accidentally slept with his best friend. Oops. Oh. And we had a Gemini say, yeah, myself. A Leo go, yeah, my mom. And a Sag said, yeah.
And on Facebook, we asked, what's your experience with Geminis? Is there a Gemini placement that you absolutely love or do you stay away from? You'd be surprised. A lot of people want to stay the fuck away from Gemini suns and Gemini Venuses.
Gemini Venus, fuck out of here. That's Gemini energy, but how you
I
love.
Don't know, but honestly, though, they're not wrong because.
I feel like Gemini sun is better than Gemini moon, too. Like, I'm sorry, baby, but. And there's just. Like, you know I'm not lying.
How dare you call
Gemini sun is probably like the patty cake
How
of Gemini place.
How dare you come for my moon and my Venus?
Venus, I'm such a penis.
Well, now I'm not going to let you because my Venus
but
is
my
Gemini.
But my Leo Mars going to take it as I drag her across the bed.
She just grabbed my foot. I got excited.
Us Geminis are just misunderstood.
Thank you.
We really have the biggest hearts and brains.
We just don't let people see it. Because we're assholes.
We had another person say, Geminis are mirrors. They mirror you. Mm. If you don't like yourself, then you might not like them.
Ooh. Mm. Bars, baby. That's air sign shit, though. Mirroring. Yeah. They say water signs manipulate, we mirror. So yep. I'm going to spice it right back.
Mm-hmm. Another person say, I love Geminis. Gemini moons, though. Y'all are crazy.
I told you, bitch. Because
I'm crazy don't mean shit. Don't mean shit.
What the fuck does that? Recording. Oh. I never knew I was the enemy.
Fuck y'all.
I just said that. I was like, Gemini moons are way more chaotic than suns.
Another person said, my husband is a Gemini and I can't stand him.
Imagine.
Gemini Venus is highly misunderstood and consistently faithful but selective.
Yes. We get picky. We get the ick.
Yeah, you get the ick where you're like, you get the 7-year itch after 7 hours. You're like a new dick, a new wife, but I'm. The variety is the spice of life.
Imagine a Gemini Venus dating a Gemini Venus.
Ick for me.
It's the clap for me.
One person said, one of my rules is that they can be a gem moon or they can be a gem Venus, but they can't be both.
Well, you couldn't have a fuck Nikita.
Nobody came for my throat.
I'm so upset.
It's okay, baby. We toxic, but we smart.
One person said, Geminis are huge backstabbers and will talk behind your back.
I know they're fucking lying. Who is the Pisces? As a Gemini, I could say I've been burnt, but the most sign that's burnt me is a fucking Pisces, like, ever. I'm like, ow. So I'm scared of the Pisces. Pisces place, but they scare me.
I'm scared.
I'm a June Gemini, and everyone hates me.
Welcome to the club. But apparently everybody loves me, and they said, not you, Angel. Toxic.
As a Gemini moon, I absolutely stay the fuck away from Gemini suns.
Well, I stay the fuck away from you, too. Except for Nikita. Unfortunately. No, I'm kidding. No, baby, I love you. She's like this. She's like this. Someone said they're bipolar. I'm a Pisces sun, Gemini moon, and rising. So just triple the amount of people in that photo. Okay, bye. Gemini sun, Pisces moon, and Scorpio rising. I hate me enough for the rest of the world. Someone said stay away from me. I'm a Gemini sun, moon, and Mercury. We're the best. We the best! Yeah! Who? Yeah. Oh my god, this person has a Leo rising and a Leo stale. Love that. That's why the bitch is like, we're best, we're the baddest. I think we're just transparent with all aspects of ourselves, unlike many signs. God forbid we're predictable and can be put in some labeled box. You either love us or hate us, so in between. Gemini men terrify me. Love Gemini women, though. I'm a Gem sun, Cancer moon, Sag rising. A fiery, indecisive ball of emotion. As a Gemini sun, I'm tired of these negative stereotypes. Tired of motherfucking steaks on the motherfucking plate. Just like a Gemini to play hide and seek in a toaster oven during the Super Bowl.
Oh my god.
We got some good fucking replies, guys. That's awesome. All right, so we hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode all about Gem season.
Gemini.
Hello. We just want to let you know what we're going to be talking about next week. We're going to be getting into the Neptune, baby.
Ooh.
Neptune.
Now, this is going to be similar to how we did Uranus, where we're not going to go into every single fucking Neptune because it does take slower to move. But we are going to cover majority of, if not all, of our pod listeners. So, yeah, I'm excited to get into Neptune, especially going to retrograde, baby.
Thanks, fuckers.
Hello. Who was cursed a lot? The Mercury and Gem just flying around the room. We're like, yippity ba dee ba dee ba.
I'm excited for Gemini season. I cannot wait.
Wait. I just got ring, ring. Hell just froze over.
When did pigs start to fly?
Hello? They're snorting piggies flying. My twin's big like Tia. It's the titty song for me. She said, my twin's big like Tia Tamara.
Shake them bobs.
It's Olsen twin season, baby. Let's go smoke cigarettes and look creepy.
Hello.
But all right, bye, fuckers. Thank you. Happy Gemini season. Go be weird.
See you next
week. Go someone.